Which one of us is sleeping outside the tent as it's only meant for three people?
Did you not look at the schedule? We're going to have different people on watch out. At no point will all four of us be asleep.
Bears have been spotted in Dumbracken. We can't take the risk.
Ferrets.
Ferrets and bears. Oh my.
Sorry, I thought you said ferrets. I do apologise. Bears makes much more sense
and
to be scared
ferrets.
Of.
Bears have been spotted in Dunbracken for a long time, and they've really been egging the bears on.
I was building you up to ferrets. I was starting non-threatening with the bears, and then I was bringing you up to ferrets.
Ferrets are nice little creatures, though.
Oh, yeah, but they really get those bears riled up.
What? Why?
Oh, I don't speak their language, but every time I see them interact, the bear gets furious.
My understanding is they have the same diets, and they're fighting over... It's food. It's the source of food.
They won't steal our food, will they?
Ah, threw it in a tree.
Well, sure, wasn't I up visiting my cousin up here when the war broke out, so I was kind of stuck, right? So the man came, and sure, to be fair to him, he was a nice man, but he tried to subscribe me to one of his militias. So he was a nice fella, but I said to him, look, I'm not one of these pacifists, right? I am not one of these pacifists you see on the news or anything just running their mouths, but I'm not shooting nobody, I'm not killing nobody, and I'm not using any violence, right? It's not my way, it's not my style. What I can do for you is I got a big van full of stuff, and maybe we can work something out. So, turns out, right, he was looking for a way to communicate with some of his mates, because they couldn't get no signal or anything, because there was jamming radars and stuff like that, I don't know what it is. But I said to him, look, here. I've had, in the back of my van, a big box of Nokias I got from China in about 2004. Right, haven't been able to shift them, and I think they work on a different signal. So, sure, we checked it out, and it was true. So I said, 60 quid a pop, and you said, you know what? Shooking it right there and then. I said, now you're shaking this, you're going to leave me alone for the rest of the war. And he said, I'll leave you alone for the rest of the war. And sure, didn't he do just that? Good old war.
I write the obituaries for the paper, so we do, and it's just hard to keep up with all of the deaths. And then, you know, started thinking, oh, if I was working on commission, I'd be better off. It'd be easier to say who's still alive than who's died.
And it was his might that raised the train above us, and it is by his will alone we will be delivered to our paradise. Follow the shadows of the train. You will be delivered to his greatness.
The small island of Dunbracken has for the past 4 months been subject to one of the strangest conflicts the world has ever seen. Laws have been passed by random people declaring it so. The death toll continues to rise, then fall, because the people keeping count were shot, and the replacements hadn't got that day's numbers yet, and then those too were shot, so it really is anyone's guess as to what the true death toll is. A copycat of the mayor has been spotted around town and has begun arresting soldiers who jaywalk across the streets. And a train full of helium has stayed in the sky for over a...
Hello, stick around for an announcement at the end of the show.
How that soldier ended up with a goat for a head was anyone's guess, but... He stood as a clear warning for all trespassers who dared venture into that field.
Out here in the wilderness, right? Everything you look at is edible. You can make anything dinner if you really want to.
Is it actually dinner, or are we just so desperate that we think that it could be dinner, you know?
No, it's a proper dinner. That moss, dinner. That rock the moss is on, dinner. Gravel, dinner.
Well, wait.
Map, dinner.
Yeah, okay, some of those things, sure. But maybe I'm not preparing my rocks correctly.
How are you preparing your rocks?
Pretty rare, honestly.
Skype Master Johnny.
I like sushi.
Yeah.
I don't know what is dinner and what is plant.
I've just told you everything's dinner. But is what prepared is correctly. Plant? You prepared a plate correctly.
But what is the plant? I don't know what to put on what. Is the map a plant?
Were you aiming to eat the map?
Yes.
Then it's not a plate, it's
well,
dinner.
Well, I need to put this on something.
Eat with your hands like
a
man.
I'm not a plant, Scott.
No, sir, okay, but what about the fire? We need that. We need the fire, but can we eat the fire?
Can we
put the fire in our belly, you know? Can we eat that? Is it consumable? Have you consumed fire?
All right, you guys would not survive an hour without me. I've already told you, everything is dinner if prepared correctly. Fire is dinner if prepared correctly. Yes?
You punctured the car's wheels.
Yeah? That's not a question.
Are the wheels edible?
For Christ's sake, everything is edible if prepared correctly. Have you prepared the wheels correctly?
But how do I prepare the wheels? My mom and dad sent me on this trip so I could learn how to like tie a knot and talk to other children. And now I'm eating rubber.
Your mom and dad sent you on this trip because they wanted some alone time and you haven't learned how to talk to any of these children. Have you talked to anyone but me?
No.
All right, kids, do any of you want to talk to this little turd? No.
Is she dinner or is she a person?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
For the love of God, have you prepared her correctly? No, then she is not dinner. It is a very simple rule.
Is it a possibility I'm dinner?
I swear to God, if this is dinner related.
Sir, are you dinner?
Have you prepared me correctly?
How do we do that?
We spit roast them.
No.
I'm up for that.
No, this is not how you do it correctly.
I learned how
First
to
of all,
roast.
You wait till I'm asleep, all right? Then you hog tie me, put me up on a tree, you slit my throat and let me bleed out, all right? That's step one. Right?
I need to jot this down.
Sir, you don't know how to tie a knot, so don't even try.
Sir.
Yes.
When's bedtime?
Are you tired?
When's your bedtime, sir? When are you going to be asleep?
I like your attitude, kid, but I haven't slept in 3 days. And I won't for another 3. And then, I will find a quiet cave, I will seal it up, and I will rest for 2 weeks. Then I'll kick the boulder out and be stronger than ever.
As a vintage vehicle collector, it was a true honor to be able to give the tank a spin. You know, the reception it received, and the respect, rightfully so, because it really is a powerful beast, was really something else. And it brought me so much pride to see my wonderful vintage tank, you know, crush the lampposts and the small businesses of the small cobbled streets of the town. I think we really were due to get a bit of reconstruction done anyway. 30 years this has been, you know. Oh, we're getting the streets done up. Don't worry, we'll have space for your tank. We'll get car parking spaces big enough. But did it happen? Did it happen? Sometimes you just have to take the law into your own hands. Is that vigilante justice? Who knows? I'm not a judge. But it was nice. It's nice to let your hair down. The eventual demise of the tank was unfortunate. I didn't expect it to go rogue and for me to lose control of the tank completely. No one would have been able to see that coming. But you live and you learn. I will pay the fine. Okay, you got that recorded. You're recording this, aren't you? I'm going to pay your fine. Don't you worry, Mayor. But you can't stop me from fixing up another one. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, Maureen, welcome to your driving test in Abraham's tank. Woo-wee! Okay, Maureen, we're just gonna go up to the roundabout here and, you can go ahead and drive straight over it, because, that's okay. Don't worry about them kids, Maureen. They'll move. And if they don't move, natural selection. Yep, you only kill one of them. That's okay. Now, Maureen, there's a tank mine just above here. I want you to bank left and then pivot right. And then we're going to do a 3-point turn. and then we're going to drive straight through this field hospital, killing as many of the mayor's men as possible. Oh, Maureen, if you just look up there now, I don't usually do this on test, but if you just look up there now, you can see the glorious train. I tell you what, Maureen, when that falls, it's going to be a hell of a thing for us, don't you think? Okay, Maureen, I've gone ahead and done something special for you because it's your birthday and all, but the turret's loaded with napalm. If you just want to go ahead and shoot that church, go on right ahead there, Maureen.
They sent my corn brother into war, but not me. They sent him east. They said he was conscripted, and I can't believe it. I thought we'd go together. I thought we'd die together like we almost died last time, but no, he's gone to war, and I'm left here without him. Please, corn brother, please come back to me. I need you. I wanted to die in the war with you, or wanted you to die here in our shared bed at home. But it won't be back until the train falls.
Hello, I'm here to pick up some donations for the trips. If you just want to give anything that you think could help morale.
No. Which side?
Oh, the mayor's side.
Ooh.
No.
You're not nothing back. On me.
No.
Sorry.
Can't do that. No.
I could come back tomorrow because I'll be picking up for the other side as well, if that works.
How do we know where it's going?
Yeah.
I'll be in a different uniform.
Yeah, but you're collecting for both. It could be a trick.
A recycling where it all goes to the same place?
No.
I won't recycle now.
No. Hand on heart. I know I raised my hand there.
No. I want you to put your hand to your heart here.
Yeah, very believable.
Yeah. Put your hand to your heart.
No, I've made my decision. Hand on heart, and I've raised my hand.
Swearing something.
Yeah.
I swear on both of your graves.
Oh, no.
No? On my grave?
It's not there yet.
Oh, no. I have a family plot. My grave is there. It's just waiting for me.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well,
you don't have to feel anything.
I think can we go see it?
No, you can if you want, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's sweet and...
Clive Derrick.
You know, I was going to keep this for Valentine's Day, but I got us a joint plot.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great idea. I got my wife the same a few years back.
I think I'm flattered. That's a big life choice.
It is.
But we've only been dating like a few months.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think it's going really well.
Oh, it is.
Like, I don't know about you, but I plan on living for a long time.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
I might not need to cash that in.
It's cheaper if you buy it in advance.
That's true. That's what they said to me.
Yeah. You get a better location. Is it a nice location? Have you seen it?
It's a lovely location.
Where'd you get?
It's just near the top of the hill. You can see the church.
Wow.
It's
expensive, that would have been, I'm sure.
Big walk with a coffin, though.
I'll be honest. If you die first, I don't mind that.
Hmm. Thanks. That's
I hadn't considered.
Sweet.
No, I'll agree. It's a little bit strong. I'm coming on.
Mm.
But I'll also say that we have a 10-year period where we can get it refunded.
That's useful. But is my name attached to it? Or like if we break up and then you do
it's
something else?
It's non-transferable.
Like...
It's non-transferable. So we can still get buried together if we break up.
I wouldn't want that.
No, I wouldn't want that either. But
what if I wanted to
I just feel like within the next 10 years, we know if this is serious or not.
I'm sorry, you haven't even considered the fact that I might want to be buried in my family plot.
Well, I had, because we have a 10-year refund period. Look, it was a Black Friday deal.
Oh, so it was cheap.
They usually go for £6,000, okay? But if you buy them in advance, I got it for £450. £450 for a 6,000 plot.
Who else is buying a plot on Black Friday?
No one. That's why it was so cheap.
You're pre-buying it, 3 months in advance of Valentine's?
It's
at least wait to an anniversary, you know? That's.
I just thought, look, there's a refund period. I thought I might change my mind. It was a bit of an impulse purchase, I'll admit. I still think.
You put my name down and you didn't consult me.
I asked if there was a refund period beforehand, okay? If you were unhappy, I can cancel it.
It's like signing a lease. Well, but like a lease forever. It's more involved than signing a lease on a house.
At least,
and I didn't get to view the house.
You can't cancel
at least. What if the water pressure is bad, you know?
In the grave?
No, in the house.
In the metaphor she's using.
Are we moving in together?
No.
Okay, well, what water pressure are you talking about?
For if
in it, the metaphor, in the allegory
house, yeah,
that she
you
owns.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This has made me think very differently about you, actually.
Could I make a suggestion?
I didn't
yes,
know.
Please do.
If you've decided what you're going to do with that grave by tomorrow when I come back for donations.
It's not transferable. I've made that clear many
but
times.
But you could donate it to the civilian
cause.
But it would
still be in our name.
I'd be more comfortable with that.
Yeah, but it could be donated to the civilian cause.
Okay, but then we can't get it refunded.
It's
that's
your
true.
Money. It was cheap. It was cheap.
We could fit a lot of bodies in a plot, I'm sure.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't spend the full £6,000 on a grave for the two of us. I'm just saying it was an impulse purchase at the time. If you're unhappy, you can get it refunded and no harm, no foul. Okay?
Some people impulse purchase a lamp. Like a big fancy lamp.
It could be more expensive than the plot.
That's true.
Yeah. Look, I checked.
Why were you thinking about me dying?
I was just browsing graves. I like to know the going rate. It's like you know when you go on like Property Pile and you go, that's too expensive, but it's still nice. I've been looking at that grave for a long time and it suddenly... I don't think you understand. It was more... It was
are you on Grave Reddit? Is this a thing? Is
no.
there something about you that I don't know?
I just... It was 92% off. I don't think you understand how much...
Why was it that cheap? It's a bad grave. It's cursed.
Because
you're trying to trap me to be with you forever.
Had anyone died in that grave that they didn't disclose?
No, they just had to...
They dug someone up?
They have to sell it
for... Oh my God, it's a second-hand grave.
They dig up all the graves. This town's too old for new graves, okay? You don't understand how graves work.
Yeah, if you've been in the ground for 100 years, your bones get tossed in the river.
Or where you ask them to be disposed of, but the river's the default.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to go to the river.
So it was cheap. And it's pre-owned.
It was cheap because they had to get it sold by the end of the week. And not many people shop for graves on Black Friday, okay? It was an opportunity. There's nothing wrong with the grave. It was just the stars aligned.
Have you visited it?
Yes, I go there every weekend.
What?
Well, I mean...
That's where you go.
Are you preloading your prayers in?
Well, I visit family too, but you know.
Oh, right. Dead family.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, it's a little bit how I got interested in this first, but, you know.
I've been going to my grave and saying prayers every weekend, so I'm preloading my prayers so that then if no one visits me, I get prayers for the next 60 years anyway.
Oh,
religiously, I don't
so
agree
sad.
With that, but I can respect it.
You don't know what happens.
If you go first, I...
Oh, my wife left me. She thought it was a horrid idea. But that wasn't why she left me.
Again, if you don't want it, we get it refunded. No harm, no foul.
I think I don't want it.
I'll get it refunded.
Or...
And we can go on a trip instead.
I don't know if I want that. You're going to be looking up the graves that you can buy.
Yes. It's a hobby of mine. It's interesting. You can invest
that's
in
exactly.
it. How do you think I make my money? I buy and sell lots of graves.
So you're not going to refund this. You're going to sell this off to someone else.
This one's non-transferable.
Oh, okay.
I've made that clear so many times. You vulture.
Hi, my name is Isabella Smythe, that's Isabella with a Y, Smythe with an I, and I am the founder of Equus, Dunbracken's premier equine milliner. We've had an interesting war, I guess. The mayor put in a very big order for what we call our chapeaux, our horse's hats right at the beginning. So we've had lots to do, very, very busy. But it's been worth it when we've looked out, you know, in cocktail hour over the estate, down to the front line, seeing those plumages, the feathers dancing on the horse's head as they head into battle. It's been really quite inspiring. The mayor then was delighted, of course, and sent us a big order then to diversify into uniforms. So we've been doing that recently. It's been a bit of a challenge colour-wise because... A lot of the boys in the village can't tell the difference between ochre green and avocado green. So there's been quite a bit of shooting people on their own side. But I think we're mostly they seem to know the difference now. That's quite good.
Look, I don't care one way or another about who's fighting for what. I've got no allegiances, no horse in this race for me, no thank you. But they're going on about until the train falls.
And all I'm thinking is, what a magical place that train must be. Full of helium? Imagine the things you could do. Is this some magical, otherworldly capsule in which you could just glide through the air like one of them kids from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, floating about without a care in the world? It'd be magnificent. It'd just be beautiful. Unbound from the earthly shackles of gravity, experiencing life the way we were probably meant to. I know if God had anything to say about this, he'd let us float about and do whatever we want. So me and my mate, Billy, we've got some hooks on ropes, and we're just throwing them up there. We'll see if we can land one, and if we can get some good purchase on it, I'll scale it. Because I'd rather die trying to get up there than live through another day of this nonsense.
You have to get rid of some of these clothes.
No, John, and I can take them all up the mountain, it's okay.
What do you mean, take them all up the mountain?
What if I need a change up there?
Just pack appropriately.
I know, but it's two whole days. I mean, I'll need my normal clothes, my wet weather clothes, my short clothes, my ones for when I'm doing my Instagram photos, a change in case we see a river. What if I want to go skinny dipping? What if I get mauled by a bear, and then I need to get changed, but only the clothes have been mauled off? I'll need more clothes.
You're too concerned about image, love.
What?
Why don't you just bring the necessary clothes that you need?
Like, I'm just bringing the necessary clothes, and they're all necessary because I've explained what they're for. Would you not listen to me? Is that the problem?
I am listening to you, love. And you know what? I feel like I've been listening for the first time in years.
Fuck, thanks.
I think it's over.
What? The trip?
The trip. The subscriptions.
That's non-refundable.
Well, you know what else is non-refundable? The years I've spent trying to love you.
You've never tried in your life.
Well, if that's what you think, this is the first time I'm trying. I'm telling you that I'm trying, and I'm going to try and walk out that door.
Fuck, wise up. Sure, you're always like this. No, no, come on. Help me fit these things in the suitcase.
There's no suitcase.
What? You'll be taking a suitcase with you?
I'm talking metaphorically.
Oh.
Except the one that I'm packing to leave this house.
Well, no, I thought you said there wasn't a suitcase.
There is. What? It's full of my stuff, and I'm leaving you.
But if you're only annoyed at me now, how have you already got a suitcase packed? Did you already know about this?
I have a go suitcase ready at any time if I want to dissolve our marriage, and that is now.
You're pulling the ripcord.
I'm pulling the ripcord. I've got the priest on speed dial. It's all sorted out.
You're not taking the bearer bonds. Those are mine. My father gave us those.
Well, you can keep those, but...
They better not be in your go bag. You open that up right now.
No, I won't.
You open that up?
I won't. It's private.
Is this paracord?
Don't pull that.
Oh!
Look, my panties are everywhere.
I'm sorry. Didn't realise it would explode all over the place.
Well, that's always been the problem, hasn't it? Now, I'm gonna give you a kiss goodbye. And that'll be it.
Wait, I want to get changed first.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Sharon.
And we are just having a great time.
I love this place so much.
We're having a good time. We moved here on November 2024.
Right.
And then a war broke out.
Yeah.
Little war.
Yeah. Like, I just love everything here.
It's wonderful. It's just, people are so kind. They're so easy to get along.
They're super, super nice. And then, just really, I haven't met anyone who isn't nice.
The countryside, so green. It's just, everything's just great. Okay, so then this is a little thing about the war, which, you know, kind of doesn't really concern us. Has nothing to do with us, right?
Right. I mean, yeah.
That's just between the people here, and we're just going to support them.
Yeah, I'm kind of anti-war. Yeah. You know, I like to say, I like anti-pasto, and I'm anti-war.
Okay, a little joke. I like that. That's a good way to think of it. It's levity, it's light. And I think that should be our role here. Let's support them with little tiny jokes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I know one about an Irish priest.
No, let's not go there.
Okay.
I don't think we should go there.
Because it's like, the punchline goes, ouch.
Oh, that is fun.
You know that one? Yeah.
That is fun.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I love it.
I'm sorry to hear that it didn't work out. You know, it's non-transferable, but I can. It's still within the 10 years, so, yeah, I guess get your £450 back.
Yeah, it's... I bought it without telling her. I thought it'd be a surprise, but it's a... I knew it was going to come on strong at the time, but I thought it would go for better than I did. It
happens more than you think. Like, it's sort of... 50% of our business goes through, 50% of it. It's all refunds.
I would have been happier if he was having an affair, honestly.
Oh, wow. You are... Wow. This is your partner.
Sorry. I don't think you mean that.
No, I think I mean that. The idea that you're looking at places to die, not in a bad way. No offense, sir.
I do it professionally.
Yeah, well, I can't do take offense. Yeah, that's my profession, too.
No, it's your profession. This is his hobby.
No, I told you, I make most of my income by buying plots of land for cheap and selling it at a margin.
Oh, wait, what? Yeah. You were looking to... But this was non-transferable.
This was a personal purchase.
Hang on.
That is why I was on the website. I was looking...
I think it was a personal purchase.
Yes.
I think you bought it for yourself, and you didn't really factor me into it. You did, because you had to put another name down.
It was a couple's grave. I had a wee bit of wine. I thought, this will be romantic. It obviously wasn't. I'm sorry.
It obviously wasn't.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just going to have to point to the... sign.
I know
on the,
it's
on
not refundable.
Same.
I know it's
no,
not refundable.
No, the other sign. No arguments. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
You know couples like massages? You can just go to that. You can book that and just be one person that
look,
turns up.
It kind of sounds like you're starting an argument here again. And I have to
I'm
say,
just letting you know some stuff.
I'll also say, just because I bought a grave doesn't mean I can't also go to a massage. This was just one gift. I thought we were in this for the long run. This wasn't going to be the only purchase I make in my life on this relationship.
Would you like the refund in vouchers with our sister
company? I'd rather have cash.
Oh, okay.
Don't even try this.
All right. It's not your first rodeo.
No.
Oh.
What?
Not your first rodeo.
Well, yeah,
I buy plots of land to
no,
be buried in.
I understand that. You've made that abundantly clear.
Well,
but you bought this as a gift for a partner before. That's how you knew to look on Black Friday. That's why you were preloading it for Valentine's. Because you've done it with someone else before. It's not even special. It's just weird and not unique and a reused plot and on the cheap.
I'm sorry, but you know this isn't my first relationship. I've bought plots of land before, okay?
It's not his first rodeo.
You're
not helping. You're not helping, sir.
You're not helping. You're not obeying the store rules
here. You're
also
getting involved in this.
Yeah, you started this.
Wait, I didn't start this.
He didn't start that.
You
That's
bought a
not
plot
fair.
Of land for a grave for your partner.
I'm sure you've had a couple's massage before, right? I don't go, well, it's not special now because you've had one before.
No, but you made a commitment till death do us part, and then I guess that intimidated you.
I gave us a 10-year window to make that commitment.
Oh, God.
Are you going to tell me that?
I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
You had that 10-year refund window with someone else. It's not even special.
It's not transferable. It's only with you.
I'm sorry. Refund cancelled. You've broken the store policy. Please leave.
No, listen.
Thank you very much for your time.
Are you telling me that by 2035, you still don't know whether we're in this for the long haul?
Oh, I know.
You know what? We're angry. Let's cool down and we'll have this discussion tomorrow.
Hello, name's Turlock. Well, the war broke my frickin' heart, you know what I'm saying? This one time, so I was supposed to meet up with my girlfriend. Well, she wasn't officially my girlfriend at the time. She didn't tell her family about us, but we were about to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And we were going to meet up and kill some people with bad morals with her family gun. And, well, she showed up this day, and I'm waiting for her. And honestly, we were supposed to meet up at about 6:30, and she just showed up at 7:00. So I'm already a bit pissed off that she's already showed up late to our date. And then she has to bring her little brother Corey, and he's Like, I'm not going to lie, he has a mustache. And, I mean, I want to be friends with our family too, but why is he on our date? You know what I'm saying? So there was a bit of tension there from even the get-go. And we tried to go and kill someone, but then her older brother had to take the gun, like, after about 45 minutes, for his own thing. And because he was going to a cinema, but he was going to see a movie, but it was only a short film he went to see, and then he changed his mind and wanted to go back and do his own thing. It was getting a bit too much for me, and I kind of shouted at her, and now, that was bad, I admit that, it was kind of bad to shout at her, but, oh god, and then she left with her big brothers, because her two brothers, one of them's her younger brother, and one of them's her bigger brother, and they said, you're not speaking to our sister like this. Well, I mean, the older brother was very diplomatic about it, but the younger brother spoke with a weird accent, and he was very threatening to me, possessive of his sister. Anyway, she was crying, so anyway, then they went home, and anyway, I haven't seen her since, and I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a lot of stress during the war, and they say, like, war is supposed to make you love someone more, or something like that, and it did, like, I did love her the more, and I just want her back, you know what I'm saying? I just want her back. My heart's broken for her. And I just want her back, and we don't kill anyone with for our moral militia. Like, I'd follow her to the end of the earth, you know what I'm saying? But it's not right. The war brings people apart. It pulls people apart. It was not right.
I just don't understand why nobody's looting my store. Every other business owner on this strip has had their storefront smashed in and all the stock gutted. Why not mine? You have phone accessories for days in here. We've got the cutest crazy frog stickers, and it doesn't have to be used on your phone. You know, you can use it in the war. Stick it on your gun. Put it on your grenade before it blows up and make it fabulous.
Day 35. A solo monologue as I wait for the action. 5 years of stage combat yet to be put into action. And many more years of actual combat action yet to be put into action. But I wait like a viper, ready to strike downstage right. I yearn for war, but I also yearn for the end of war. For when the train falls, that is the only time we will be truly free of this. I would like to take center stage, but I believe I am more important to these people as a mythological type figure to get them through these tough times. Ah, how I miss my little protégés. I think about what they would be doing right now, probably infesting some sort of badger hole, ready to strike the enemy once they go past. I imagine all-out guerrilla warfare for them. I've taught them well. And they have taught me how important I am to them. Yes, a shaft of light enters my cave from where I have taken a position. I can hear the cries of war, as if to be supported by a Greek chorus in all of this. A Greek tragedy. Yes. Yes. Once the war is over, though, they will see me make a marvelous return to the stage. This has filled me with a new passion, indeed, a passion for life, and a strange passion for death, which will only improve future performances. I believe this has been an important time for me to do some self-reflecting. To be or not to be. That is what war is all about. I did kill at the start of this war. Kill my ambitions of ever coming back to the stage. What if it never ended, this ongoing war? The train never falls, the curtain never falls on another one of my performances. I was not to know how I would return from this. A changed man. Yes, but not in the way that I thought. I have returned with a passion. I have come up with a one-man play in my mind. The Marzipan Diaries. Strange to be playing myself, but a different form of me. An exaggerated character. I'm sure the people would be ready for this. After times of war, it is nice to indulge in various activities and entertainments to take the mind off the horrors. My rations run low. My body has been changed by the experience. But I believe I can take a new form on stage. I'm excited. The lights go up. I am totally naked. Center stage. A trumpet sounds. Sad and mournful. A fanfare for the dawn of a new day. The beginning of violence. I turn to face the audience. Some people look away, some people watch on in horror, disgust, and in curiosity. Smoke fills the stage. I remark on this. Though the stage may be cloudy to an actor, my mind is clearer now than ever before. Gunshot, gunshot, gunshot. I stand there, unmoved by the sounds of war. Previously, I would have run for cover, but now I am a changed man, and it does not move me. That's about as far as I've gotten, but it's a splendor for the senses. Yes, I hope the war continues for a while so I can keep working on this, but I'll see how this goes.
So all my life, I've always wanted to ride a bicycle. I wanted to know how to ride it, and I just couldn't. Every time I sat on one, I fell off it. You know, I dropped off that thing and I banged my wee hip and it was so painful. So, as any normal person would do, I started looking into the mythologies of the world for things that I grant wishes. You know, like genies or djinn. As certain cultures call them. And I came upon the story of the devil and the crossroads. So the devil would show up at the crossroads somewhere in America, and he'd grant you any wish you want in exchange for your immortal soul. Now, I want to ride a bike like you wouldn't believe, but I feel like your immortal soul is maybe a bit much for just gaining a new method of transportation. But when the war kicked off, bombs were going off left, right, and center. And there was a big oil explosion down in the center of town. And it carved a mighty crevasse into the earth. Now, I don't think it got all the way down to hell, but some stuff started coming out. And it wasn't a crossroads, it was just like a T-junction. You know, it was just a little intersection. So I started waiting there every night, hoping something would come out. And I think it was someone from one of the lower pantheons. You know, like maybe Paimon or someone. And he didn't want my soul. I said, I want to ride a bike. And he said, no, I don't need your soul. Just give me your general sense of self-worth. And I said, you know what? I think I could earn that back just by doing some cycling. So I gave him a sense of self-worth. You know how it is. But I've been shaving time off all my trips to the shops. So I can't complain.
The worst thing about this whole walk is that my penny sweets that I used to get from Tuck Shop, they went up to 5p. As you know, inflation, things happening, you know, I can't stop the economy, especially during wartime. But now wartime's here and sweets have gone back down to 1p. I don't have 1p. I've got 5p's. I've got a monopoly in 5p's. I don't have 1p. What am I meant to do? If I want to go to the Tuck Shop and get one sweet, I have to buy 5? I'm on a diet. It's not fair. War has ruined this country, and I won't be happy until the train falls.
Hey, just collecting donations.
Yeah, you can have the grave. You can have the fucking grave. Don't need a double grave.
I thought it was non-transferable.
Just change the name of whoever dies.
Okay.
I'm going to... I'd happily fake my own death at this point.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very generous. Very generous.
You had said you'd separated from your wife?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well...
I just wanted to get me turnips because it was turnip ripening season like 4 months ago, but me field's full of bloody IEDs now and I can't get them and they're going to be far past done. It's like when you put your smileys in the oven for too long and then they're all burnt. Well, hopefully I'll be able to get them.
Well, I'm kind of upset. I thought we told you to be home at 10.
Yeah, we said 10.
But Mom, Dad, it's martial law.
Yeah, exactly. It's martial law. Like, you want to get shot? You know, do you want to survive this war?
Well, I was hanging out with all the marshals.
I don't like those boys.
There's a lot of marshals.
I don't like those boys very much.
There's a lot of them.
But martial law means I can have sex with any marshal that I want to.
Honey, you know how I feel about sex.
Well, all the marshals seem okay with it.
Your mom and I both are very sex positive.
Very.
Very, very.
Very, very.
We have
sex
lots
positive.
Of sex.
Yeah.
And
we talk about it a lot.
And we want you to have sex too, but not in Ireland.
So you guys can have sex all you want, all day, every day, which I hear, thank you, but I can't have sex with the marshals during martial law?
Well, when a mommy and daddy or a mommy and mommy or a daddy and daddy
love each other a lot, then they can have sex with each other in a really sweet way.
I love everyone. You've always taught me to love everyone and be loving, and that's what I'm doing with the marshals.
Well, we want you to love them a lot, just not in a sexual way just yet. We love you a lot, and because we have lots of love for the world, too. We have a lot of love for it. We love you more than anyone in this world, whether it's martial law or not.
The law says that you can have sex with anyone named Marshall, and it's not my fault that... most of the boys around here are named Marshall.
Damn it, why are there so many Marshalls around?
I guess she's right.
She kind of has a really good point.
She kind of has a point.
It's her duty to have sex with all of the Marshalls.
Yeah, that's what martial law maybe means, kind of.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, then, I guess go for it.
Yeah, Yeah, just watch for the snipers.
And keep your head down when you're giving oral or receiving oral sex.
Right. Yeah.
Head down.
Head down. Got it. Thanks, Dad.
We love you, honey.
Well, I have to say, you're some pup with thorn grappling hook, Billy.
Thanks, boss.
I can't believe you got it right up and over the train.
I was busted, I swear.
So, what have I done here?
Yeah.
I've got all the gear, I've opened up the doors, and I've hooked thorn blankets outside, like sails.
It looks incredible, Boris.
Like sails, Billy. The places will go.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Should I come up now? Can I come up?
Now, I don't know if the rope is as secure now that I've gotten up here. I don't want you risking anything.
Are you sure?
We've come so far, Billy. So what I'll do, I'm gonna tie that harness on, and I'll lower it back down.
Okay, yeah,
and then I'll pull you up.
Just secure it and we'll be fine.
Right?
Yeah, sounds
just
good.
Give me a wee minute.
Sounds good, Boris.
What do you mean you've got a grave? We need cash.
We also need a place to put the bodies. We can't just keep leaving them in the streets.
No, we can't just keep accepting random gifts.
Sir, I asked for donations.
Yes, I know, but the donations are supposed to be in cash.
A lot of people, it's hard to come by cash in a war, sir. I've been taking knickknacks. I've been taking other things.
I know. The store, the armory is full of your shit.
It's not my shit. It's the war effort's shit.
What are we gonna do with a paddling pool, a jacuzzi? There's two water-holding devices.
I'm sorry, isn't there a river? We can put them in the river, we can get to the other side.
No,
I think that's how a paddling pool works. No,
that's not...
You're gonna tell me you're not gonna find a use for that Barney outfit? I bet you it can hold some bullets before it would touch a human body.
Do you know what else holds bullets?
What?
Magazines. That's what we need.
No, I'm saying it would be... If I was wearing a Barney suit, I would be somewhat protected, I think.
Do you know what? You take the Barney suit, and we can put you on the front lines, and we'll get someone else to do the donations.
I'm a donations man. I'm good and proper. So, I don't know if I've told you. I am collecting for both sides. You do know that, right?
What?
I'm collecting for both sides. I do you one day, and then I do the civilians in another day.
You're collecting...
Yeah.
For the revolution?
Of course, yeah. Somebody
has to.
For
the militia?
Yeah, somebody has to. I could give them their
shit. Put the Barney suit on. Come and meet me round the alleyway.
Okay.
I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Honestly, would you just shut the fuck up? I was fine when you set up camp right beside my house. But I have had to listen to your incessant dirty looty looty doos for 4 fucking months now. Just learn a new song, you pack of bastards. What are you looking at? You want me to come down there and kick your ass? I'll stick that tin whistle so far up your hole you'll be making sweet melodies when you shite. At least that'll be something new. Oh, you're in for it now. Jimmy, get my hurt.
Billy!
Yeah, Morris?
The blankets are catching the wind!
No!
She's getting away from me!
Come on, you can do it! You
She's getting
do
away
it.
From me, Billy!
No!
I can't stop her!
Morris!
Billy, no!
Morris!
No!
Don't leave me!
Curse this infernal engine!
Don't leave me!
Just like that. As quickly as the war started, it ended. The train never fell. One day, it just disappeared. Where it went became the subject of rumors and legend. And even when we tried to show the townsfolk the clips from our documentary, which clearly explained where it went, they simply refused to believe. Perhaps they needed that bit of magic to move on with their lives. Some of them have already begun to act like it never even happened. The mayor, still in charge of the town, found a man hiding in his secret bunker who was wanting to bring the town fair back. And just like that, he had moved on to planning his next big event. The townspeople? The survivors of a 4-month war? How are the families torn apart? The ruined friendships? The irreparable damage to the town? Well, either through a shared delusion or some sort of mass hypnosis or hysteria, they act like it never happened at all.
A war? Here? Are you mad? No. That was just a wee scuffle. A wee bit of a laugh.
I'm starting a GoFundMe page for my fence. Can anyone help me save my fence? Because it's broken. My fence is broken.
Have you seen Dave? He was supposed to babysit my kids last night, but he didn't show up. Have you seen Dave?
Aye, so Principal O'Brien's lovely coat was, it was just a critical darling, I suppose, because the kid who performed as me, I didn't have the dexterity and the limberness needed for the role, but the kid, they find, God, this kid was a star in the making, or maybe the character was a star. It was hard to say, maybe it was just a wonderfully, wonderfully written character, you know? But this kid was phenomenal, and he got to star in The King and I. And he just, it was believable, you know? And it's unfortunate, he was a one-hit wonder, but, Principal Brian's lovely coat, what can I say? You've given me a thought, I might try and make that the school musical, you know, in Christmas time or something. I think that would be good for the folk to see that again, because, it was just, as I say, it was a wonderful show, and, maybe this time, Should I try it? You know, we'll have auditions, but, maybe it's a part two. Maybe it's just a part two for Principal Brian's lovely coat. Maybe he's got lovely shoes this time. Or, was the coat an inside-out coat all that time? Oh, Principal Brian's lovely inside coat out too. Oh, that can be very exciting. Oh, I'm going to have to brainstorm this. You just listened to part 5 of the 4-part miniseries, The Scuffles. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to check out our next documentary, the subject of which, one of Ireland's most curious cryptids, Clothed Joe. As always, I've been Clumber Dumbader. I never gave him a name. Clumber Dumbadoo. Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that who I am? My Clumber Dumbadoo? Clumber Dumbadoo. Clumber Dumbadoo. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, that's that.
No, I'm doing better, Mum. Yeah, no, I am. I know it's... He didn't have a choice. I know he wouldn't have left if... I know he tried everything. I just hope wherever he is that he's okay, you know? I hope he's out there in some distant land, just living his best life. You know, Mum? Just like all the dreams we had, we were going to scale it, and we were going to travel the world, you know? We were going to just see it all. See it all just together, like we always wanted. No, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I just miss him. I just miss him. Who's there? Show yourself.
Billy!
Who's there?
Billy!
Boris?
Look up!
Boris! Boris!
You didn't think I'd leave you behind, did you?
we did it. That's the first ever miniseries complete, done, finistoed. All five parts of the four-part miniseries are now complete. That has well and truly kicked off season three for us now here. So now we're going back to your regularly scheduled Dumbrack. Although I say regularly scheduled is entirely incorrect because specifically the word scheduled, because the schedule is changing. I'll be moving to fortnightly releases, so the next episode will be out on, what is that, the 17th of June, and then after that it'll be the 1st of July. You know how fortnights work. Every other Tuesday, every second Tuesday, we will be doing a little Dumbracken episode. But you were promised some big announcements. Ah, I see what I did there. Portmanteaued that word. Anyway, you were pronounced to be getting some big announcements. The first of which, the big one, is that for the first time ever, we're doing a live show. So we're going to do a live version of the podcast on Saturday, the 28th of June. Back to Dumbracken Live. It's happening. And it's occurring in Belfast in the Accidental Theatre. And that's crazy. This will be a one-night thing, and for a lot of you who don't exist in Belfast, Northern Ireland, the show is going to be live-streamed as well. So for wherever you are in the world, you can watch it in person or online behind someone's sofa. They don't even need to know you're there. Are they watching it too, or are you behind their sofa with a little iPad? Ooh, it's so exciting. I can't wait to see what you do. I think it's going to be absolute carnage. A lot of the people that you know and love, the voices and characters, will be returning. We'll also get a bunch of new ones, so it's going to be a bunch of scenes and silly stuff. You know, it's going to be the classic podcast, but live. I'm also very excited because the second half of the show is going to be Dumbracken the Musical. The opening and closing night of Dumbracken the Musical. That's two shows in one. You get a normal 50-minute episode of Dumbracken, and then you get a brand new musical. God, we're treating you well. And you can watch it online. Also, for those of you who can't make it, can't watch it online, it's going to be available on demand for like a week. So you can buy a ticket to watch it on demand for about a week or so, which is pretty awesome too. And I'm very pleased that we've got the chance to do that. So if that interests you, tickets are available at accidentaltheatre.co.uk. That's accidentaltheatre.co.uk. There's also a link in the show notes if that's handier, and of course that's much handier than trying to parse out my poorly enunciated words. Anyway, yes, I think that's it. Saturday the 28th of June at Accidental Theatre in Belfast. Dumbracken's first ever live show. But until Tuesday the 17th, that is where I leave you. Good day. Good day. Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm leaving now. I'm ending this recording. I hit the wrong button.